This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The day to memorialize another day. It is September 11th. Yes, I don't think there's anybody alive in America that doesn't know the significance of September 11th. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. I was on the air and that story, it gets played sort of back in my head every September 11th, and it'll go through the course of the program with a certain amount of modification as we remember September 11th, 2001. Whatever you were doing, you were walking, you were riding, you were thinking, you were watching, you were listening to the radio, the regular service on the radio went away, and all you did was hear about the World Trade Center in New York City. And so from that moment, it was, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, but the world and our country was not the same after that and hasn't been the same since, frankly, with almost 3,000 people in those buildings. The people who died at the Pentagon, people who died in the plane in Shakesville, Pennsylvania, all those people we think about today, and we think about the greater circumstances. I was watching some video last night of President Bush trying to explain what, and the emphasis is on trying, because he didn't really do a very good job of it at that time, and it isn't important now. What is, what was, and so we go on. How much of our world today is a result of what happened? How much of the reality of how we live today, whether it's the technology, whether it's the way we look at other people and judge them, whether it's the way we learn history and think about the realities in our country. How much of that, if we were alive on September 11th, and all of us were, Kara, you were the youngest one. What were you? You were just, let's see, it was 18 years ago, so you're in the fourth grade. Mm-hmm. So how did it get handled? I don't think you and I don't think we've ever talked about it quite that way. The fourth grade, how do fourth graders relate, or did they then, to this? And one would wonder how they're taught about it today.
Well, you know, it's interesting because this came up a few weeks ago talking with friends, and it was just kind of an offhand comment, and then we ended up talking about it for a half an hour because it's like once you start, everyone has their own story about it. I was in fourth grade, and we were just sitting in class. My teacher would typically turn on the radio while we did some kind of silent work, and that would be playing in the background. And unfortunately, that day when she turned it on, it wasn't music. It was the information about the plane crash happening. And so she was kind of the first person in our school who knew about it. And just looking at her face, it's like as a kid, when you look at an adult's face and they're shocked and scared, it's, you know, kind of a horrifying thing because you don't normally see adults looking like that. And I didn't even know what the World Trade Center was when I was in fourth grade. And I'd never been to New York City. I hadn't seen it, but it was obvious from some other kids in the class and from the teacher what a big deal it was. And, you know, I didn't really realize until I started working here as an adult and I would drive by the Pentagon every day how weird that must have been, how many people would have been on the road just going to work. And seeing that happen, it's, I don't know, it's definitely something that sticks with you forever.
Mm-hmm. I think people forget a lot about the Pentagon, even though so much of that building was destroyed. But I guess the main focus, people really always think of you know, the Twin Towers.
Mm. I think it depends on what your age is, you know, who your friends are.
Where you live really depends.
The East Coast people seem to have more a different sort of spin on it. Then West Coast, Midwestern people, it's taken into different contexts. Jennifer, how old, let's see, you were, well, you weren't here yet. You were?
No, I wasn't with you, but I was in college. I was still living at home and still working at CRN, working with my dad. And it was really weird because usually I would get up around 7:30 probably LA time to start getting ready to go into CRN. And for some reason, I woke up early that morning. Don't know why, wasn't usual, but I had a TV in my room, and I'd always flip on the TV first before I got out of bed. I'd watch a little of the news, I'd jump up, I'd get into the shower, and I could hear my mom, who was still like kind of rattling around in the house, because she would go teach for LA Unified. She would leave around, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching the news, having the news on, and then cut to the footage of the attack, really like the first attack, just as the first reports broke. And that was what was so weird, that I was up just to see that moment. And it, at first, if you remember, when they first reported, they thought it was a small personal aircraft when the first plane went into the tower. They thought it was kind of an accidental thing. No one in that moment knew the extent or the severity of what was about to happen. No one knew that the towers were going to collapse. Everybody thought it was like this weird accidental thing. And then, of course, I was glued to it, and then my mom came in, and we saw the second plane fly in to the towers together. She ended up going to school that day because that's what she was supposed to do. They ended up, I think they did have classes for her. CSUN canceled all classes because Los Angeles was also under kind of a terror lockdown. There were threats made to downtown Los Angeles, and so lots of schools and institutions took precaution, thinking that LA was also going to be targeted at some point during the day. It was a very scary day. Like, everybody was waiting for the other shoe to drop around the country, even though so much of what we were doing was focusing on New York and focusing on Washington, D.C. There was also thoughts that day that other major cities had been targeted, too. And so it was just very surreal. I still actually, I saved
surreal, that's a great word. That is a fabulous word for it.
I remember the next
feeling,
day.
My feeling, it was surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember everybody kind of like rattled around that day, and I remember I did go to work, but everybody was just glued in front of the television. No one was doing anything. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, the newspaper came, and I picked it up, and I can remember thinking, keep this, because this is going to be something that you want. And I still have the newspaper headline from September 12th with the picture of the planes flying into the tower. I still have that in my desk drawer. And it's just, I don't think it had sunk in at that point.
Is that
but it's funny
for
how you hold on to
or
it.
Or bad for you, do you think, to be able to, I would think regurgitating that, knowing you as I do, would be trauma for you, looking at those pictures. Trauma.
You know, I don't know if
not
it was
drama, trauma. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it was trauma. I don't know if that was traumatic for me to hold on to it. I mean, certainly if you lived here and you were an adult at that point, you're never going to forget that, whether there's a newspaper headline in your desk drawer or not. I mean, what happened, happened, you know, and you don't forget those images. So I don't know. I think it's just something kind of interesting that you look at and go, wow, it brings you back to that time, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think that we need to remember that. Not only were we united as a country, but we were also, I don't want to say humbled because that's the wrong word, but there was just, it was something about that day that we can't forget with all the loss of life. And so, no, I don't think it's bad that we go back every year and memorialize it.
Oh, no, I think it's important that we memorialize
we have to.
It. Yeah, but I think there is just my own sense of who the good guys were and the bad guys and how it disrupted things in our country. And in this sense, things have never gone back to the way they were. Is that good or bad? I guess that depends on you, the individual sense. The ancillary things that happen now and have happened since September 11th, 2001, affecting, for example, the Middle East. When you look at the final words of Jamal Khashoggi, who is our focus on what happens in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia, in my mind anyway, I don't like the Saudis. I think they're cutthroat curs. And the fact that we have relationships with them as we do and friendships from leaders on up and down, George Bush's father was, I had great regard for George Bush's father, much more so for him as president than I did for George Bush the son. But the deals that existed, you know, these people are only human, I suppose, But you think about it and you are my, I can only speak to me, my tone, my attitude, I have, like, for example, I want to travel more as I get older. I've been in 40 countries, fortunately, in my time. I'd like to go to another 40. Do I have desire to go to places like these, like Saudi Arabia and some of these other Middle Eastern countries? No, absolutely not. None. Zero. And my usual openness toward people growing up as I did in a very diverse cultural city, town was at the time, a lot of diversity. I didn't ever meet or see or know anybody who was Muslim. And so as an adult, my attitude at that time, it's different now, but it was at that time, was very anti-Muslim in the early 2000s. It just was. Yeah, well, I'm not going to apologize for how I felt. I felt. And I think some of it still is with me. Again, when I think specifically about Saudi Arabia, and I'm looking around, I'm taken back again by the last 24 hours of information about the grisly death of this guy Khashoggi and what how these people think. They're like animals, and they were animalistic the way they killed the people on the planes.
I'd love to hear Victoria's story because she was actually in New York, right?
On that day?
Yeah, I was in the city that day. It was everything that, you know, you hear tons of stories. I was in Midtown, and everything went dead. All the cell phones went dead. Internet was out. Power flickered on and off, and we walked out of the building that we were in and looked down 6th Ave and just saw, like, a wave of people running up towards us and smoke. It was horrific, and I was stuck in the city for 2 days because there were no trains. There were bomb threats all over the city. All the phone lines were dead. If you could get through to 911, you were just told to stay inside because there was no information. And it was everything. It was as horrible as everyone says it was. And I wasn't even downtown, but you just saw the smoke and it just looked like snow, and it was just debris, and it was horrible. And then I remember 2 days later, I crashed at a friend's place for 2 days on the couch, and then when the trains were finally running out of Penn Station, my boyfriend at the time, he was in college at NYU, and we got on the train to go back to New Jersey, and literally no one breathed the whole time we were in the tunnel, because everyone thought, if we make it through the tunnel, we're going to be okay. And as soon as we saw daylight in the train coming out of the tunnel, people started cheering and clapping and crying. I mean, it was just the most emotional, horrible thing. And we were not even injured. I mean, that's, you know, we're the lucky ones. And
how old were you, Victoria, during that?
I was a freshman in college. And I was in the city just for the day and picked the wrong day, but I got into the city at like 7:30 a.m. that morning, and it was, like everyone says, it was a crystal clear blue sky. It was
a beautiful
warm day. Yeah. It was like, I remember having like a tank top and shorts on. It was really warm, and it was just, yeah, it was, when we got to the train station in Red Bank, New Jersey, where my mom picked us up, there were people standing all along the side of the platform, like people were, you know, like you see those old movies where people are going off to war, and people are waving and running along the side of the train. It was like that. It was just, it was unbelievable. It was just the craziest day.
Well, all of us have memories, that's for sure. I'm just hoping that people, as they go off to work today, excuse me, the emotion that surrounds it, the facts that are evident, the thoughts that we all will have, and that students in school will spend a good deal of time talking and working this through, because it's important to keep it there. 21 after the hour on the Wednesday, September 11th, TJV program.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turning on your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time, making up your mind, switching back.
This is an appropriate action, perhaps, whether it's coincidental move from Florida-Georgia line that we talk about here as we think about significant musical groups and individuals and what they are doing. That's part of this whole coverage that we have every hour from the world of music, Florida-Georgia line, honoring police before they took the stage in Indianapolis last night. And the special gift they presented to the police was a new police dog. It's a German Shepherd donated to the Indianapolis Metro Police Department ahead of the band headlining what's called the FGL Fest out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brian Kelly, at one part of the Florida-Georgia line, first met the dog last year when the pup was 10 weeks old. He named him Sarge. And he and his wife, Brittany, wanted to adopt Sarge and have the dog trained. But they soon realized Sarge had special talents and would make a very strong police dog. Brian and Brittany posted this note, quote, "We're so excited that Sarge will live a life of keeping people and his officers safe. Being able to give back is something in our hearts. Last night in Indianapolis was a moment we won't forget." So this dog, Sarge, is going to be used as an explosive detective dog. Hasn't yet been named by his new handlers. I don't know. What's wrong with Sarge?
I think Sarge is a pretty good name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is a very good name. Yeah. So that's interesting again. And I think today, this is a day to think about the work that's done by people who are dedicated to helping all of us out. And there are plenty of good police officers around and plenty of good police dogs as well. I'm always interested when I see the canine car pass. I want to look in and see what kind of a dog it is. Mostly they're German Shepherds, but sometimes they're different breeds of dogs. I always, when they're at the airport, I try to visit with them. They're trained not to visit.
Right.
With people,
I know. I did an event at the USS Iowa not so long ago over Labor Day weekend, and they had a lot of dogs out there. And they are workers. You can just tell. They're at work.
Right.
And
focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, focused. Yep. So they're trained. So that's a good story. All right, moving on now, 26. after the hour on the DJV program with Jen and Victoria and Kara, the Country Music Hall of Famer Randy Travis is in our focus now, who's going to get the ASCAP Founders Award at the 57th Annual ASCAP Country Music Awards. If you're not familiar with ASCAP, it's like BMI, maybe you're not familiar with BMI either. They are the record performance keepers. They're responsible for divvying up the money.
Licensing, music licensing.
Right. It comes when music is licensed to the big record labels. Anyway, this event's going to be held November 11th, 2 months from today. A national award show will host special performances to honor Randy Travis. The chairman of ASCAP says, quote, "Randy Travis is the seminal country artist of this generation. His meteoric rise to the top of the country charts was fueled by that unmistakable baritone he has, and a talent for traditional country music that spoke to everybody. As a new artist, Randy garnered international attention at a time when such exposure for country artists was reserved for a few icons of the country field. He has, Travis has seven Grammys, 11 Academy of Country Music Awards, and three number one hits on the country recurrent airplay chart. They are He Walked on Water, that was a 1990 tune, Spirit of a Boy, Wisdom of a Man from 99, and Three Wooden Crosses in 2003. So the Founders Award is given to songwriters and composers who have made pioneering contributions to country music. Garth Brooks has one, Tom Petty has one, Neil Young has one. So congratulations to Randy Travis, 28 past the hour.
That farmer left to harvest.
Viewing your world from somewhere else. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What if aliens from another world came to Earth and you listened to a group of people on Earth adamantly declare that no life exists outside of Earth? You might think that such people, to put it mildly, were not in touch with reality. But what about you? How often do you reject information because it doesn't fit with the beliefs you already have? We seem to be a species that's awfully quick to dispel other people's beliefs as mythology, while assuredly proclaiming that our own beliefs are truth. It's hard to step outside your worldview, and even more difficult to do so if you're not immersed in others' worlds or traveled outside your comfort zone. Your beliefs are great, but so are others. When you're ready, consider stepping outside your own worldview to see what else might be out there. Check out kdkaradio.com to listen to my new Emotional Management call-in talk show.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A special election in North Carolina, seen as a bellwether for the 2020 balloting, goes to the Republican candidate.
I'm going to Washington with clear eyes and a steel spine.
Republican Dan Bishop has inched out a victory over Democrat Dan McCready in North Carolina's 9th District congressional election. The margin of victory was about 2% in a district that President Trump won by 12% in 2016.
That's correspondent Wendy King. In a second race in North Carolina, Republican Greg Murphy easily beat Democrat Alan Thomas in the 3rd congressional district.
Unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
That is heard on CNN 18 years ago today. America will remember the 9/11 attacks, with events including in New York and Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The hour on Wednesday, September 11th. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, thinking about what this day is all about. And it'll be a substantial part of our conversation, no doubt about it. But there are other things that are going on, like the dismissal of that nitwit, John Bolton. So if you want to bring us an up-to-date overview of this.
Editorialize much?
That's my job, to be an editorialist. I think John Bolton is a very smart guy who is an omnivore when it comes to dealing with international. I said the day he was appointed, basically the same thing. The guy is he's no diplomat at all. In a position of import, the way, you know, in the what he's been assigned to. I don't know how. I would be curious, really and truly, to know how was his first mentor Cheney. It seems to me he was. Who was the first president that Bolton worked for? Do you remember, Jennifer? Just
I don't know. I know he worked in the Bush administration, but I don't know if that was his first administration. He worked. Condoleezza Rice was his boss.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, Victoria, you have the summary of...
Well, Jen really knows more about this, so we buried the lead. Bolton got fired, and that's pretty much
I don't think we buried the lead. I think that's, you know, that's kind of what I said. The nitwit John Bolton's gone.
Well, he's been fired, and...
The president said you're no longer needed. There
yes,
you go.
Yes, that was from a tweet, I believe. His services were no longer needed at the White House, so...
Yeah.
See ya.
I think it was
see
that.
You later.
See ya. You're fired.
Yeah, this seemed to rock the political world. It did not surprise me at all, because when John Bolton was hired, and I like John Bolton. I know that some of us here, Doug, might think
he's not about liking. I just think that he's
I think he's a smart guy. But I think he's a smart guy, and I think he's very useful. But it always made me laugh. I mean, I thought it was a wise choice for Trump to choose him, because I think he likes to get all perspectives. But John Bolton and Donald Trump, in terms of foreign policy, are at opposite ends of the ideological spectrum. And there was push and pull through his entire 17-month tenure at the White House. There was constantly back and forth. And I think to the point that many people were scratching their heads, when a headline would come out and then about something with foreign policy, and then the administration would do something totally different, I think because Bolton's office would say, hey, we're going to do this, X, Y, Z, and then Trump was like, no, 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 the buck stops here, I'm going to make the actual decision, and then he would make the decision. To me, this says that the president is going to meet with Rouhani from Iran in the next couple of weeks. There's a summit coming up with the UN, and I would imagine that
the fall meeting of the UN, they all come to the UN in New York.
That Trump and Rouhani will probably have a face-to-face meeting, and that's not a bad thing. I think there's this idea that we shouldn't meet with anybody, and...
Well, that's the Bolton way. Blow them up.
Right. And I don't want to make bad deals with people. I don't want to make a ton of concessions. But if you're going to make change, you think you have to have these meetings. You have to have these conversations. It's certainly a conversation, I think, is better than, 12 million bombs dropped someplace. So I believe that the writing on the wall is that this meeting with Rouhani will probably happen. I also think that John Bolton was skeptical about the president wanting to meet with the Taliban, whether he was right about that. It's a whole different debate. But obviously this ideology has caused fractures with them. Even on day one, there are clips of John Bolton being asked, your ideology doesn't match up with the president's. Your idea of what's supposed to happen doesn't match up with the president. He kept saying, I serve at the pleasure of the president. So it's not a huge surprise. The surprise is maybe that he lasted 17 months.
It's really amazing when you bring somebody on board, though, the judgment of knowingly bringing somebody in that you are not going to say that's the
well, you know what
sort of difference with Trump. He just throws stuff against the wall and brings people in and tries
actually,
them. If they work, fine. They don't, bingo.
Strategically, he brought him in, and Trump did this throughout the entire time that Bolton was there, and maybe he doesn't feel like he needs him in this role anymore, but it was like a good cop, bad cop thing. So Trump would be able to be the good cop, right, to go in and say, oh, I just want to talk to people, and then Bolton was the bad cop who would put down the pressure, and actually that tended to work a bit in North Korea. It did work, I think, at the beginning, perhaps, with Iran. I think he needed that strength behind him after he canceled the Iranian agreement. So I think in some ways it was an effective tactic, but for longevity's sake, no.
How did Bolton and Pompeo get along?
Oh, my God. If you watched yesterday.
Is that another part of the reason, maybe?
Yesterday, there was a press conference that was scheduled to include Bolton. So it was going to be Bolton, Pompeo, and Mnuchin, and they were all going to be talking about foreign policy and foreign threats. Bolton, of course, was not at the press conference. Pompeo was absolutely smiling. He was glowing. He was, like, talking and joking. I mean, he was happy because he's in lockstep with the president on their foreign policy ideas. So he's probably the president's closest advisor in the administration right now. They get along the best. They have the same outlook. But Bolton, he clashed with Bolton all the time. So to get rid of him, I think, is going to freeze up Pompeo a bit than having to deal with those conflicts.
Is that position even needed if you have Pompeo?
And I say, yeah, there's no way I don't think that Pompeo could take over. You'd have to have either put him in charge of the NSA and get a new Secretary of State or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which could be, you know, my suggestion is this. I think Nikki Haley is such a smart, incredible resource. What you really could do is move Pompeo to NSA, where he's more suited because he has CIA experience. And then you could move Nikki Haley into the Secretary of State Department and have her be the diplomat. That actually, to me, would make a lot of sense.
Madam Secretary, running for president. I think there's a TV show about that, in fact. That's an interesting idea. She's got something going for her. There's something in the air or the water or whatever it is about her.
She could be the first female president. Yeah.
So the football world is talking about what the Patriots did. You ladies following any of this? I'm not a football fan.
This numbnuts is on my fantasy team, so I'm a little upset about it.
What? Demaryius, is that how you pronounce his name? Thomas?
Are you talking about Antonio Brown?
Well, no, I'm talking about...
Yeah, that's the big story from the Patriots. What's the other one?
Demaryius Thomas was traded to the Jets. All right, well, tell me your story.
I don't think anyone cares about that. I've never even heard of that guy.
Maybe
Brown was on the Raiders, and he, this weekend, well, as of last week, he was a Raider, and he clashes with the coach. He was yelling back and forth with him. He was suspended from the game. He used to record his coaches, you know, in the locker room and release them to social media. He's got a bad history. And so he demanded to be released from Oakland, even though it cost him a lot of money. They did release him because nobody wanted to play with him there, and the Patriots snapped him up a couple hours later. I have this guy on my fantasy football team, so I was excited. So now he gets picked up by the Patriots. Everybody's like, how is he going to work with Belichick? Because Bill Belichick's kind of a hard, you know what. And, you know, is he going to try to leak those comments from Bill Belichick? You know, how's that going to go over?
He might do it and get away with it.
Even Gronk was like, I'd like to see him try that. He was on Fox and Friends yesterday morning, and Gronk was like, I'd like to see him try that. Like, everybody knows Bill Belichick is tough. Well, yesterday in the afternoon, everything was settling in. He was going to play for the Patriots this weekend. Now there are allegations of rape that came out yesterday evening, so...
So what does that do? Does that negate his contract? Is he in and now he's out?
I don't think it negates his contract, but I think he may not be able to play. And now whoever is still paying it, whether that's the Raiders, I think they released him. So probably the Patriots would have to pay it.
And they had no wind of this before bringing him in. How do they
I highly doubt they would have picked him up.
I'm saying, how do you vet these people and for jobs like this? They must not do that sort of thing.
Well, I don't know why they
take Steelers for a long time, right?
Yeah, he was on the Steelers for, I think it was like 2009 to 2018, and then I think people liked him, and then he started going downhill, and it was crazy, and had all of these conflicts. One of my best friends is from Pittsburgh, and he's a huge Steelers fan, and he was just, like, so happy when he left the team, because he was such a disaster. And, I mean, that was 2018, so he's already been on three teams in the last year. I don't understand why the Patriots picked him up.
He's a good player.
Yeah, but it just seems like somebody like that is more trouble than they're worth. There's lots of good players in the NFL. I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about football, but it just
seems like...
Well,
let's not forget, he also killed it on The Masked Singer. So he was a big surprise on that, remember?
Yeah.
Antonio was?
Yeah, last season. Yeah. He was a big surprise on that.
What do we know? Did he have a relationship with his trainer, or... What was the what is he suspected of now doing this with other people? Is there a sidebar to the story about the trainer and him, or is it just an accusation?
I don't know anything about these accusations.
Clear. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound like they were in a relationship. It sounds like they had a professional relationship, and he exposed himself to her. Did some other gross things in front of her, and then she went back to his house once after, you know, to use the bathroom, and he assaulted her there, too. So
apparently three different incidents, right?
Yeah.
Were there a lot of players hurt this past weekend across the league? I'm looking at some. There always are.
Yeah. You can't go a weekend
without violent game.
Somebody.
Why people look at what the ratings? 22 million people watched the first game on Thursday last week. People for whatever the reason, man.
The bigger story is that football facilitates yucky behavior and bad people. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. It's just,
across the board, that college football player, you're a football player in college, you're entitled to more leniency in every way.
And I don't feel like you see it as much with other sports. I don't feel like you see it as much with baseball, basketball, or hockey. And so to me, that is symptomatic.
Basketball players are just all cheaters, but...
Right. But you know what? an honest-to-goodness cheater, is it great? No. But it's better than being a rapist, you know? Or...
Yeah. I mean, and hockey players are the best because they're just like Canadian farm boys. So you never ever... I mean, it's so rare to hear a scandal coming from the world of the NHL. Baseball has a lot of domestic violence stuff that pops up, but football seems to just be the worst for whatever reason.
Well, what it does with the fans, you see the picture of the guy that threw a beer can at one of the players during the Browns game, I think it was on Sunday in Cleveland, is throwing beer cans at the players.
Well, the Browns are so bad, the fans
But they've always been bad.
Under
the circuit,
they've actually been
won a game.
Yeah, they've been they won one game. They've been on an upswing. Hey,
television news: a reboot has been announced of the classic game show Supermarket Sweep.
I loved that show.
Oh my god, I love that
Leslie
show. It was so great. The problem is, so wanted to be on this show.
Really? You needed to have that goofball host, and now they're going to make it Leslie Jones. It's not going to be as fun because she's actually going to be
not
like good. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the other guy was a goofball, and it was fun to make fun of him.
Yeah. All right, so that's, where is it? It's on what network? It used to be on Lifetime, I think, but now it's, must be on one. If Leslie Jones has a contract with NBC because she's on SNL. So is it going
She's off of SNL now. I think she left.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she left ABC last week, and everyone was wondering why, but this is probably...
For Supermarket Sweep.
Well, she's got some movies that she's doing, and then this will be... But I think this will be on NBC, maybe part of Game Night. You know what's her name?
Yeah, the game...
I'm blanking on. Jane Lynch.
Sorry.
Host.
Until you see some goofball 80s suburban dad throwing a ham into a shopping cart, this will not be the same. It's for different reasons.
Hi, Jennifer. What will be the same tonight? What do we see on television that's trending? Good stuff.
A lot of 9/11 stuff, actually, tonight to tell you about. On HBO at 9 p.m., In the Shadow of the Towers, Stuyvesant High on 9/11. This is a former New York City high school student who had front row seats to the September 11th attacks. They share their memories of that day on HBO tonight at 9 o'clock. There's also a special on the History Channel at 9/11 Inside Air Force One, which includes an interview with former President George W. Bush. That's 9 p.m. on the History Channel. On National Geographic at 11 p.m., they have air traffic controllers recalling their memories, trying to make order out of the chaos on September 11th. So three new specials that you can check out tonight. Also, if you want something a little lighter, kind of a season finale night, Beverly Hills 90210 season finale on Fox at 9 o'clock. And then they're wrapping things up. America's Got Talent and Bring the Funny are in the final stretch. That starts at 8 o'clock on NBC.
Tonight, today, this week, maybe right now, you know somebody who has a blood sugar problem. One in three of people that live in America do have this problem. Some of the treatments that are drugs cause fatigue and really will cut back on what you can do every day. But this new natural product that you've heard me talking about the last couple of weeks, Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, 10 key natural ingredients that will support your glycemic response, that is, the sugar levels in your system. So you can get back to enjoying the simple things in life. The ingredients are backed by fabulous clinical studies. So if you are of a mood or of a mind and you know what your blood sugar count is, go to Curalin.co for $20 off using the DJV code. Curalin.co, type in DJV to save $20 off your first bottle.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After the hour now on the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan and a special focus on the new iPhones. Apple has a big announcement, or you have the announcement. They've already made the announcement. You're going to announce
they, the announcement? Yeah, they had their big day yesterday. This is Apple's once a year in September. They have their big announcement of all the new products that are coming out. They do a big presentation. It was streamed on, live on YouTube for the first time this year. Lots of people tuned in for that. And so here's basically what happened. So the iPhone 11 is now upon us. And the big difference with the iPhone 11, it looks very similar to the iPhone 10 and 10R. But this time, it's got a really big, juiced-up camera. So if you are into taking pictures, if photography is your thing, then the iPhone 11 will definitely be something you want to look into. The back of the phone now features a dual-camera system. It has a wide and ultra-wide camera, so it gives you a wider-than-ever field of view, especially in tight spaces. It also continues the ultra-wide feature into video, which is something cool. The best new feature of the camera, though, is night mode. It turns on automatically in low-light environments. The selfie camera got an update, too. It has a wider field of view for group selfies. Everybody likes that. The phone now comes in 6 new colors: purple, white, yellow, green, black, and red. It has a 6.1-inch Retina display. And here's the best part. They dropped the price. This shocked everybody yesterday.
Wow.
When I bought the iPhone 10, That was like an $1,100 phone. The new iPhone 11 will start at $699. That is so much cheaper than the past models, and I feel like I got ripped off. But anyway, with Apple's trade-in deal, you can get the iPhone 11 for $399 if you trade in an iPhone 10, and that basically is $17 a month. So they're making this really affordable and really accessible, and I think they learned their lesson. A lot of people didn't buy the iPhone 10 because it was just too much money to spend. Now, if you need a heavy-duty phone with even greater power capabilities, iPhone's launching its first-ever iPhone Pro, and that's going to have a new display called the Super Retina XDR. That will start at $999, and then the iPhone 11 Pro Max will be $1099. Still, again, cheaper than the 10 was. Pre-orders start on Friday. Shipping is Friday, September 20th. Apple's also dropping a brand-new watch, the Apple Watch Series 5. That has a new always-on display, which is actually a really good idea because I have an Apple Watch and you have to activate it by moving your wrist. So if you're working out in the gym and you just want to see what your calorie count is or whatever, you have to raise your arm and stop what you're doing. Now that's no longer an issue with Series 5 watch. And of course it's, you know, got the built-in compass, which is new, and all day 18-hour battery is new. And that's going to start at $399, $499 if you want the cellular model. Apple streaming service, this was the other big news. It's finally arriving, too. We've been hearing about this for 2 years. Apple TV Plus will only cost $499 a month. That makes it so much cheaper than all the competition out there. Hulu,
what's
Netflix.
What's on it?
Well, they're going to do all their own original stuff. And so starting November 1st.
Nobody else is just their stuff.
It's just their stuff. They're licensing for
a
few things.
But it's just adding to what the overall bill is. If it's a new service and you want it, then you pay for that.
Well, that's the world we live in. People are going to have to decide, do you want Disney Plus? Do you want Apple TV Plus? Like, which one do you want? I think a lot of people will end up with both. Now, here's the cool thing about Apple TV. It starts November 1st, and they're going to be adding originals every month. The first show is The Morning Show, starring Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, and Jennifer Aniston. And Apple sweetened the deal here. If you buy a new iPhone, Mac, or Apple TV, you actually get the free service. You get Apple TV service free for a whole year. That's a really good deal. So if you are in the market for a new iPhone or Apple Watch or whatever, to get Apple TV free for a year, they really surprised a lot of people with the pricing, and in a good way.
I think you're going to see, interestingly enough, Amazon try to buy Apple. Wait, see if that doesn't happen down the road a bit. Here's the latest from Bill Blasio, who's never seen a tax he hadn't liked. So here we go with the robots. Yes?
Yes, he has proposed a robot tax and the foundation of a new government agency to oversee automation. He laid out his plan, describing it as an alternative to the Universal Basic Income, UBI, which is supported by Andrew Yang, who's running for president. De Blasio's plan creates a new agency called the Federal Automation and Worker Protection Agency, FAWPA, and that basically they will govern how companies can automate jobs. And so this would include removing tax incentives for automation and adding a permitting process for any company that wants to increase automation that would displace workers. So the robot tax would apply to large companies that eliminate jobs through automation without offering employees new jobs. So these companies have about 5 years of payroll taxes that they have to pay into a special fund. So I don't think it's a bad idea.
More taxes. All right, thank you, Victoria. This is the Dougster at 59 After on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.